Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer.
All right, so welcome again for the Something to Think About podcast. This week we have as our guest, Andrew James Sayers, my good friend, gluten-free enthusiast, advocate for persons living with autoimmune disease. He's also a writer, producer, presenter at the Jamaica Information Service here in Jamaica. She is answering some questions about purpose. Last week, she shared three mistakes that persons make when they're discovering their purpose. One was trying to do things on their own. Two, being very busy but not reaching anywhere. And three, not understanding God's timing and not spending enough time in His presence to actually find out the answer. And that's where we are going to start this week. So last week, you talked very, very personal about your relationship with God. It's almost as if it's an actual person that you actually get up in the morning and talk to and all of that. And for some persons, this might seem very weird. So we want to start there. So what was that shift that took place on your journey, trying to discover your purpose and all of that, that made your relationship with God so tangible? Like, what changed?
So that's rooted in scripture, actually. It's in Matthew, and it's the verse that says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added."
That is so funny that you shared that scripture, because everybody quotes that scripture, but I want to hear your take on it in terms of relating to the question that I asked in terms of purpose discovery. Like, what was it about that scripture that shifted your relationship to being so personal and tangible?
I realized that it wasn't necessarily just about asking God for stuff, because we ask God for stuff a lot. We make requests, and God, you know, encourages us to do that. But then there's also the part of the relationship now where we're supposed to seek Him. And when you talk about seeking, you're searching. And when you search, you find something. In this case, when you seek God, what you will find is that when you call to Him, and when you do that, I'm not talking about necessarily a formal prayer. Of course, you know, there are templates in the Bible that we can use and so on, but it's not always a case where we have to stick to a script. Okay. So we can have an actual conversation. And this is something that I continue to learn. So it's not like I wouldn't necessarily say I'm an expert at this or I'm at the master level yet. It's a process and it's ongoing. So I'm learning that there are protocols though. And when I say protocols, in terms of, you know, how we should address God. And that's how life is, if you really think about it. When you're greeting somebody, you know, you must have manners, courtesy, give them their due respect, all of that. Same thing with God, right?
Okay.
And then I find sometimes that I'll have requests. I find sometimes that I just want to give thanks. Another time, it may be a combination of the two, or it may be a case where I'm agonizing about something. So I'm complaining, and yes, because we do that, and it's natural for us to do that. So, and I found a scripture, I think it's in Psalm as well, that says that we should bring our complaints to God. Okay. So I've been learning that, you know, God needs to be our first point of contact and also our source. So we should constantly be going back to Him. So that's something that I'm still learning how to do, but I have progressed. I think I'm making progress where that's concerned, but that's primarily, you know, what I started to get out of that verse before I got to like the rest of it in terms of the kingdom and His righteousness.
Okay, I have two questions that I want to ask to follow up with what you said. And the first one is, what were some of the things that you were seeking Him about in terms of some of the questions that you were asking, some of the answers that you wanted relating to you discovering who you are and what you're here to do. And the second one is, in terms of the answer, when you actually got the answer, how did you know that is actually God said that this is what you're should be doing? And I wanted to share about what is it that you discovered that, hey, this is your place and you have been working on that.
So there is a scripture in Jeremiah that talks about calling to God and he will show you great and mighty things. So how God started to answer me was to do that through dreams and visions of the night. So I would find that I would get a dream and I started to write down what I saw in my dream. And I didn't get it at first though. I was just writing down what I saw. And but I didn't even know I was supposed to write it down, even though Habakkuk says write the vision and make it plain. That didn't come to my mind. But I was specific. I wanted to know, God, what's next? Like, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing? Because I felt like I was missing out. And when I say missing out, I was like, oh my gosh, what was I doing all of my life? Because I was like, was I doing what I was supposed to be doing all along? You know, am I still within the timeline? You know, God's timeline. Am I doing the will of God right now? I mean, I know I love media and I've been doing it for a while, but is this what God has in mind for me? Is it something I'm supposed to be still doing or pursuing as a career? You know, as asking all of these questions, what else is, you know, what else do you have in store for me? I asked him these questions because I really, really wanted to know. And I wanted to make sure that I was doing what I was supposed to be doing in the current season, or in the season, I'd say, when I was asking him all of these questions.
And so you said that he was revealing stuff to you in dreams.
Yes.
At what point, now that you started to actually not only pay attention to what you were seeing, but you started to get comfortable with getting information in through that medium?
Wow, that's a great question, you know, because I love the fact that, you know, God will actually place people in your lives to help you, because I was just excited about the new things I was learning and the answers I would receive as well. You know, I remember one morning, for example, I heard the Holy Spirit saying to me, "What do you have in your hand?" Because I realized that I was looking for additional resources that I didn't necessarily have to do what God had started to show me that he wanted me to do. And I kept hearing the question over and over in my spirit, "What do you have in your hand? What do you have in your hand?" And then I realized that I had some content, for example, that I had not used. I had the content just sitting there and I had plans for them and I just didn't do anything with the content because I had a vision of how, you know, it was supposed to be produced, created, distributed and all of that stuff. And because that wasn't happening, I didn't do anything at all with it. So I remembered, oh my gosh, I have this and I should put it to use. There was another time when I sat down and I heard God give me, well, this wasn't when I was just sitting down. I think I was actually still sleeping and I don't remember exactly how this happened, but I remembered the name of something that I desired to do came to me. And I woke up and I wrote it down because I didn't want to forget it. And then I was so excited because I would hear persons talking about, you know, God giving them, for example, like their business name and the name of a product and stuff like that. And I was like, I want to have that kind of relationship with God too, you know? So I can say my talk to God and, you know, God tell me these things. So that's what he did actually, where that's concerned. And I'm thankful for persons as well that I had said before that he had placed in my circle, or like in the vicinity of where I was, to point me to certain things, because I discovered that, and it's funny because you were the one who said this to me, that you are in a good place, but it would help you if you got some hand-holding support so you can get to where you want to reach the faster. So I realized that in seeking counsel, and that's godly counsel, and asking questions, I was able to be pointed to the fact that I need to be paying attention to, you know, what God was saying, so that I would be able to be in a position to do what he was telling me that he wants me to do.
Okay. All right. Any final thoughts you'd like to share relating to that, in terms of, like, was it scary?
It was, no, I wouldn't say it was scary. It was tiring. That's what it was, because I wasn't used to it at first. So I used to feel really, really tired all the time. I still do occasionally. And then, you know, I remember, you know, to ask God to give me strength, because I know that the strength that I would need, I can't produce that. I have to ask him for that, so I can, you know, function throughout the day. But I guess you could say it was a little scary, because some of the things that I saw, I was wondering how I was going to do it. And, you know, the thing is, that's because I was in a place or at a point where I was not really grounded, I'd say, to be sure of the fact that, okay, if God gives you this, then he has already made provision for you, and this is not happening when you would have gotten the response from God as to what is it that you're supposed to be doing. He would have already, like, laid out those plans, like, before the foundation of the world, and this is found in Ephesians, in terms of the things that you're supposed to be receiving and getting and doing. Well, that's the same thing. Receiving and getting is the same thing, right? So so God would have laid out from before the very foundation of the world, and that's before he said, let there be light, the things that I would be receiving and the things that I should be doing according to his timelines. So I realized after a while that if God says, you're going to do this, or this is what I want you to do, then he would have already made provisions for that. So I would need to go back to him to find out, you know, what's next, what should I do next, or if there's anything that I think I need, you know, check in with him, you know, just to keep the connection going. Because of course he just shows us like snippets. He doesn't give us the full picture. So, and I think that's because he wants us to keep the connection going with him.
All right, so as we bring this week's podcast to a close, I want you to share, because you mentioned you shared several things in terms of several principles that persons need to bear in mind, and one of the key ones is to pay attention to what God is saying to you, whether it is to your dreams or suggestive thoughts or all of that. And the other component, which is very, very critical, to write it down. And when you're having difficulty, that's the last one that you shared, in terms of always to seek counsel, godly counsel, for persons to give you support as you go on your journey to actually either make the transition or implement what you want, God wants you to do for you. So want to lead to like share some questions that persons can really jot down and explore as they really meditate on the concepts that you have shared this week.
All right. So All right. So how best would I pay attention to what God is saying to me? How would I know that God is speaking to me? Because that's one of the things I was wondering about at first. I was having a little challenge with figuring out, you know, is this God or is this from another source? So you can check in with God and really ask yourself, like, what's the source? What's the source? How can I know the source of what is it that I'm receiving, so that I'll be sure about what it is I'm supposed to be doing? Because that's very important. And then when I get answers from God, what should I do with the information? And then I'd also ask where can I find godly counsel, or how would I be able to recognize that the counsel I'm getting is godly counsel?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for sharing and spending the time with us this week. And I just want to say that if you apply these information, that you'll definitely find answers that you have been looking for. This week we have just spoken with Andrew James Sawyers, writer, producer, presenter at the Jamaica Information Service, gluten-free enthusiast and advocate for persons living with autoimmune disease. You can find her on Instagram at IamAnjuwi. I am Anjuwi on Instagram. You find all her information there. And just wanted to say, have a wonderful week. God bless you and wonderful.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com, resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.